بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the kalam of Arif Billah, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, title Sukoon Dil. Agar Allah walo se nahi dil ki dawa paata, bahut mushkil ta apne nafs sarkash ko daba paata. Agar Allah walo se nahi dil ki dawa paata, bahut mushkil ta apne nafs sarkash ko daba paata. خدا کی سرکشی سے خدا کشی ہے مال و دولت میں، خدا کی سرکشی سے خدا کشی ہے مال و دولت میں، کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا، کبھی اللہ والوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا، بہت مشکل تا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا. سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقوا پر، سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقوا پر، بدو حکم خدا سا اس دا پھر کیسے پا جاتا، بدو حکم خدا سا اس دا پھر کیسے پا جاتا. اگر پیٹرول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل، اگر پیٹرول کے مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل، زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا، زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا، بہت مشکل تا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا. بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل، بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل، گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا، گناہوں سے سکون پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا. بچوں گندے عمل سے امراضوں سے دور ہو جاؤ، بچوں گندے عمل سے امراضوں سے دور ہو جاؤ، اگر یہ فعل اچھا تا خدا پتر نہ برساتا، اگر یہ فعل اچھا تا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا، اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا، بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا، نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا، نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا، اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا، اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا، میں تک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر، میں تک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر، مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا، مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا، اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا، بہت مشکل اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Read the Ruch Sharif inshallah. This beautiful poem of our Sheikh, and our Sheikh also, most of his poems, middle of the night he used to get up and his pen should just start moving. He didn't compose the poem. He was just inspired and he wrote it. And as it says also, at the end, when it was stopped coming, he stopped saying poetry. So we are all subject to the command of Allah. As long as Allah gives his ni'mat, we got it. When he wants to stop it, the same happened with Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullah alayh. And in fact, Maulana, 28,500 poems he said. And the last poem was left half, not completed. Other people later completed the poem according to their position, etc. But so Allah's deign, Allah's fadl, it comes to a person, and as long as Allah wishes. So these are the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever tawfiq we get to make Allah's ibadah, we should appreciate it very much. And very, very important not to ascribe one but to ourselves. It's only tawfiq ilahiyah, the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. And for that, we should read after our amal the dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. That whatever the snake amal Allah you gave tawfiq, it was just by your ni'mat. It's your ni'mat. You gave it. Not that I understood, I'm doing, I'm making mujahada, I'm doing. No. Just by the ni'mat of the fadl of Allah. And Allah accepts that very, very greatly. And Allah becomes very happy. So these poems of Hazrat are very, very valuable. Agar Allah waro se nahi dil ko dawa paata. If I should not have found my medicine from Allah wala. Today people are looking for medicine different places, all different. The real medicine for the sukoon e dil, for the comfort of the heart. And that is what the whole world is looking for, to find peace of mind, comfort of heart. And where are people looking for it? In money, in lifestyle, holidays, big houses, cars, etc. All these things. a wild life, a free life. That is where people are looking for it. But where is it? By Allah Wala. To be in the company of Allah Wala. That is where you will find the true, that which Allah has prescribed. Man amila saliham min zakarin or unsa. Whoever does amali saliha, whether it is males or females, wa huwa mu'min, and he is a believer, two main conditions, iman and amali saliha. And amali saliha are really two things. Our niyat must be the pleasure of Allah. And the tariqah must be the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is amal salih. If the tariqah is not of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as Maulana expresses in his poem, that is very important, that all our things, we should see the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, unfortunately, our whole lives have gone far away from sunnah. Haji Yusuf just mentioned to me, one house, it is written on the door, I love my home. Now, if like that outwardly, it seems normal. Nobody will take objection. We'll look at it, we'll smile, we'll pass a comment. But which is the home of a mu'min? And which home should we be loving? And which home are we loving? How much aren't we doing for our houses? And for our real house, what are we doing? For a mu'min, his house is Darul Akhirah. It is called Dar, the house of the Akhirah. But what are we doing for that? So this we find by Allah Wala, to turn our attention that the Akhirah. And our lives in this world are the short lives, between 60 and 70 years. And out of that also, how much is subtracted for all other things? How much of prime life we have got. And in this is the most important in the aspect that it is the time to prepare for the eternal, everlasting life of the Akhirah. The long, long, long life of the Qabr, where a person is going to be all alone. Just needs the time to prepare for that. And on Qiyamah Day, we're in front of everyone. All our private secrets will be thrown open. What will be our condition on that day? So all this, now is the time. And Allah Ta'ala, Arhamul Rahimin, Rabbul Alameen, Akramul Akrameen. He knows his bandas are weak. And so he left the doors of Tawbah wide open. A person who knows I've done wrong, just make sincere Tawbah. And Allah Ta'ala forgives. By istighfar, Allah forgives our past gunas. And Tawbah, which means resolution not to commit them in the future. And Allah reward Allah Wala, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alif. Hazrat said that at the time, istighfar is such a thing that وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And Allah Ta'ala does not punish the people as long as they make istighfar. Yes, istighfar. And Hazrat explains, Mullah Ali Khari, Rahmatullah Ali explained, that the kuffar should make tawaf of the Kaaba nakedly. They should feel that with this napak, with this clothes, we commit gunas. How can we make the tawaf of the Kaaba with such clothes? But they didn't understand they're committing a bigger guna. Kaaba Sharif, to be naked anywhere in front of anyone, and in front of at the Kaaba. But that was their logic. That was their understanding. But anyway, what they used to say, they should make is ghufranak, ghufranak, ghufranak. Oh, Allah forgive them. Allah did not punish them. Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says that even istighfar, yufidul kuffar, Mullah Ali Qari, that istighfar benefits the kuffar also. That is in this world. That they won't be punished. But Mawlana Thanwi says, akhirah they will be taken to task. So istighfar, your gunas are forgiven. And Mullah Ali Qari says, إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارُ يُفِيدُ الْكُفَّارِ فَكَيْفَ لَا يُفِيدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Or something of that nature, his ibarat is. That when istighfar benefits the non-believers, then how won't it benefit the believers and the beloved, the believers who are abrar, who are the pious, they make istighfar. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, man lazim al istighfar. A person who makes istighfar, lazim, compulsory upon himself. And that is not just making one or two or three few times, but a lot of istighfar. And kathrat, 3 is also kathrat, 10 also is kathrat, 100 is kathrat. How that we make istighfar, then ja'alallahu min kulli dhayqin makhraja. From every difficult situation, Allah makes a way out for him. And makhraja, nakira, that means many ways out, Allah will make. When we have problems, turn to istighfar. Min kulli dhayqin makhraja, wa min kulli hammin faraja. And from every worry a person has, Allah opens up a way. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah gives that person rosy from places where he did not even imagine. So all that is on istighfar. And for example, which we mentioned a few times, just to give us an idea, that when a person makes istighfar, he's in the obedience of Allah, tawbah, istighfar, all everything, namazes, how Allah Ta'ala provides for a person. This one person, some years back in Medina Sharif, he was going to earn some money. So he had saved up 21,000 riyals. So he took that, I'll do some business with this. So he went out and he saw auction taking place. So he went there, they were auctioning a piece of land, a ground. So they were bidding now, they started at 15, a reserve price, 15,000. And then somebody said 15.5, 16, whatever. It went up, till it came to 20. Then nobody spoke. So they were about now to hand it over. The highest bidder gets the deal. So this person said 21. So they said, now nobody went beyond that. They weren't going beyond 20. So 21, nobody went beyond. So completed. They knocked the hammer and sold. Finished, end of the story. Then this person went, they made the arrangements, he must pay up the money, see to the transfer to be done, etc. The next day, another person went to the auctioneer and told him, I'm prepared to give you 25. So he said, no, the deal is done, it's done. So he begged him, he said, I'm giving you 4 more. So he said, no, I can't. If you, what you can do, go to him who bought it. And if he agrees, then you buy it from him at 25. I got no objection with that, but we can't change it. The deal is done, it's done. And that's also a very important thing. Today, when a deal is done also, just in the greed of dunya, many of us do many wrong things. And especially a mu'min, he should be very strong. And not fall in the temptations of this dunya. But that is also when iman is made. When Allah is in front of us. Allah's Rasul, Akhirah, Qabar. When that is in front, then it's easy. Otherwise, big elephants also slip in such places. So he went to him. So he said, I got no problem. I'm prepared to. So then you go and pay the 21 there. And the 4, you come and give it to me. So he went. And he came, and instead of 4,000, he came with 4 million. So he asked, what is this? So he said, this is the deal which we made. So he was thinking they were bidding. The auction was being done in thousands. But the auction was done in millions. They were not referring, they just said 15, 16, 17, 20. And he said 21, and he was thinking of 21,000 riyals, 1,000 riyals, 21,000 riyals. But actually it was supposed to be 21 million riyals. So in this way, how Allah wa yarzuqhu min haythu la yahtasib. Allah gives you your ruzi from sources you cannot imagine. Now where's 4,000 riyals and where's 4 million riyals? And in many other instances also like that, how Allah Ta'ala gives you ruzi. So وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا عَنْ إِسْتِغْفَارِ. So this medicine, with this, Allah Wala will give us this medicine. You got a problem, make tawbah istighfar. Give sadaqah. Sadaqah also such a thing, that a person gives sadaqah, Allah says clearly in the Quran, يُرْبِ sadaqah. وَيَمْحَكُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِ sadaqah. Allah Ta'ala destroys riba. With our eyes we see interest is more, it grows. But Allah says interest, your money will be destroyed. And sadaqah, we see with our eyes our money going less. But Allah says Allah makes it more. So that is how Allah Ta'ala works. So if we give sadaqah, Allah Ta'ala increases us. But that is also a thing very few of us. And we do little sadaqah, but sadaqah was a very great quality of the Muslims. And especially Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, his generosity knew no limits. So much so that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, when he did not have money, he took loans, and he took loans from Jewish people. And for what? Not for himself, to help out somebody else, to give somebody else. Who of us will think that everyone, and you ask when you ask Maulana, Maulana will also say, Allah didn't make you responsible that for somebody else you must fall into trouble. But that was the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And when those loans went higher, and it was now time to pay, it wasn't still due date. But then this Jewish people were such that they came and they started demanding and reminding that they told Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Na'uzu billah, you black Abyssinian slave, you know how many days left for the end of the month. And you haven't still paid. It wasn't still end. So Hazrat Bilal, whole night he stayed awake, worried. He asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was thinking he was rather go away somewhere so that he can escape. And when the man, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has money, then he'll come and he'll go and pay him. So he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam? Ya Bilal, anfiq, wa la tahsha min zil arshi yaqla'ala. O Bilal, spend and don't worry from the being of the arsh Allah ta'ala for any shortages. Allah will give. Just then somebody came and gave Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam a big hadiya. And from there they paid out to that person. So this is these qualities. So from Allah wala we get this medicine. If you go to dunya wala, they will give you a different medicine. They will tell you, take a loan from a bank. They will loan from somebody, interest, bearing loan, whatever else, like that dunya things they will give. So what we, and that is why we come here. And when we come also, try and make, if we can make it consciously, even better, niyat, why I'm doing majlis? For my islah. Because our islah is faraz, and faraz rights and more. And what are we doing? We understand it's faraz. I know maghrib namaz is faraz. I made my maghrib. I know isha is faraz, so I'll make my isha. Now I know islah is faraz, but what am I doing about my islah? Am I doing something of my islah? Majlis I'm going, am I making the niyat for my islah? And if we do make that niyat, the majlis will have a different effect on us. If we are coming just that we are murid, and we like to come, or we enjoy, or we benefit, but for our islah. Another thing which is very effective for islah, very easy, and which all must do, no matter where we are, at least 100 times La ilaha illallah, which won't even say 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes. If we say the ashar also even better, then it takes a bit more time. But besides our normal zikr, just make one tasbih of La ilaha illallah. And with this in mind, for my tazkiyah, because our Shaykh explained it so beautifully that it comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person who says, Man qala la ilaha illallah mi'a marra, 100 times, on the day of Qiyamah, his face will shine like the 14th full moon. That means brightness, noor, splendor on his face. Hazrat explained it in such a way that the moon, the first night of the month, very difficult to see the, we all go and look, and lot arguments take place, moon sighted, not sighted, etc. The moon is dark. It is there. The whole moon is always there. But we don't see it. Only the crescent, the stripes up, we see, we don't see. But by the 14th night, it's light. All the darkness that was on the moon is gone. And only light. So as we say, La ilaha illallah, all our dark amal disappear. Our desire for guna. And many of us, we have got this problem. Phone. On the phone, games I watch. I'm just like addicted to games, to news, to sports, to comedies, whatever it might be. A person finds I'm just addicted. But by the barakat of La ilaha illallah, all that will go out of the heart. I got a weakness looking at woman, whether it's outside on the road or whether it is on the phone. I got that weakness. La ilaha illallah. There's 100 times La ilaha illallah. About 2 minutes a day, it will take out that also. All our wrong. Laziness in namaz, or my heart is not in namaz, my heart is not in tilawat, whatever it can be, this La ilaha illallah will take it away. So, and nur will come. All nurani amal will come. And these are outward gunas that will go away. But the inward gunas, which are even more serious, like doing things for name and fame, pride in a person, stinginess, haughtiness, thinking I'm big, ujub, takabbur, all these things, that I'm beyond reproach. Nobody can tell me anything. I do as I want to. Nobody can tell me. I know everything. Nobody must tell me I'm wrong. I know everything. All these serious conditions of the heart, with La ilaha illallah, it will remove it also. And at the same time, another great, great, great benefit, a person who says 100 times La ilaha illallah, then in 2 years' time, he will have read it 70,000 times. Just over 70,000. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, من قال لا إله إلا الله سبعين ألف مرة غفر لمن قال ولمن قيل أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. A person 70,000 times who says لا إله إلا الله, all his gunas are made maaf. And if you give that sawab to somebody else, that person is forgiven all his gunas. So these are great, 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 very easy, and we can get saved from all these gunas. May Allah give us tawfiq. So we make our zikr, make it with the niyat of our islah. We come majlis, make it with the niyat of our, do something consciously which we are doing for our islah. We make 2 rakat salatul hajj, for example, and that we make niyat for our islah. So whatever, we should have consciously our islah. So this we will get from Allah wala. That is where we get. بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاسا ادوائز مائی نفس وچ از آؤٹ آف کنٹرول آئی شوڈ ناٹ بی ایور بی ایبل ٹو کنٹرول اٹ سو جسٹ فرام ہیئر دیر از گریٹ انکریجمنٹ اینڈ انسپریشن فار مینی آف اس ہو تھنک آئی ایم بیونڈ اسلام مائی کنڈیشن از ٹیربل آئی ایم ویری بیڈ دیر از نو چانس فار می بٹ جسٹ گو ٹو اللہ والا. And then you will get that medicine from them. And Allah Ta'ala will get. And who are Allah Wala? Those who in our heart we feel that this is Allah Wala. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, one of Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, clarified and said, even if that person is not a genuine Allah Wala, but according to you, and look for such people, they are in the world. Look for them, they are there, you will find them. And then you just go to them and you make your ta'alluq with them, you will get your medicine from them. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq in this light also. Inshallah, Maulana Qamar al-Zaman Sahib is coming in about less than 2 weeks' time. He should be here. And great Allah Wala, the son-in-law and Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Wasiullah, And Shah Wasiullah Samura, Allahabadi. So great, great person. So in such people's majalis, just to see them, Tanzilur Rahma and the Zikri Salihin. Allah's Rahmat comes down when you talk of the pious people. Fadlan an wujudihim. And when they are present themselves, then what to say? So like that, just to think of Allah wala, to think of Allah is so great. To think of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the great, great, illustrious sons of Islam. And when if we get the wonderful opportunity of being sitting with them, just looking at them, Allahu Akbar, may Allah give us all tawfiq. خدا کی سرکشی سے خود کشی ہے مال اور دولت میں. A person, if he doesn't do, if he is just obedient to Allah Ta'ala, Allah کی سرکشی سے, then خود کشی ہے مال اور دولت میں. A person commits suicide, is not obedient to Allah, only dunya all the time. Dunya makes a person mad. A person who runs after dunya, he becomes mad. Long time we haven't mentioned that incident, but this one person who also, he just wanted to become very rich. That dunya, if you got money, and that's how dunya speaks. You got money, you got everything. You're a millionaire, you're a billionaire, your money speaks. You can do what you want to, you can get things done. Everything goes according to that. So he also wanted to become very rich, factory worker. So he was going home, and that was in his mind, to become rich. Money sorts out all problems. So as he was going, he passed by a place where there was a broken sewage pipe. And in there he saw something shining. So he said, this looks like something, yeah, very valuable. Let me take it out. And at such a time, a person, khuda ki sarkashi se, by the disobedience of Allah, and in dunya, khudkushi is hai, maal o daulat mein. You go mad. You don't see suraj pipe. You don't see suraj also. He took it out from there. And abad, it was a diamond. Valuable diamond. So now he was, what to say, he was so happy. And a diamond, the more you clean it, shine it, the more cuts it has got, the more it becomes valuable. So he's cleaning, shining it, and going. He came across a little stream, water, and said, if I wash it here, it will become even more better. More shining, more clean, more valuable. And abad it was becoming. And was that all exactly what Hazrat is saying here, khuda ke sarkashi se, by the disobedience of Allah, a person goes into suicide in dunya's things. So he washed him more, it slipped from his hand. And there with the flow of the water, strong flow, it went away. He lost it, he couldn't get it back, as much as he tried. Then he went mad. Now what is on his tongue all the time? Dhone se na dhona achcha tha. Instead of washing it and washing it so much, I shouldn't wash it, should be better. I should still have the Rasul Mal, my capital. The basic, the diamond should be there. No, not that valuable. But diamond is diamond. The value of a diamond. And so he was thinking of that all the time. He came home, just all this is on his tongue, nothing else. No salam, not asking his wife, how are you? What happened today? How did your day go? Nothing. Just na dhone se na dhona achcha tha. Wife saw his mental problem. Called the doctor. Doctor came, checked up. He said, I can sort this out, but I want 1,000 rupees. She said, we haven't got 10 rupees. We're going to give you 1,000 rupees. He said, no, I won't sleep until I get my money. And that is also the doctor's love of money. Today also, how many people lose their lives, but they say, first put the money down. Then we talk, we do operation or whatever. So this money and this dunya's muhabbat destroys a person. So he came to an agreement. He said, okay, you can pay me over 10 months, but I must get my full 1,000. So tomorrow morning I'll come collect my 100. So she had no choice, somehow or the other. I'll have to make a plan. My poor husband is here. He's in this condition. Krishna team gave him some injection, medicine. He came right, normal. He had his supper, slept away nicely, woke up nicely in the morning, having breakfast. So she thought he put me into 1,000 rand debt. And now, let me find out what was his problem. So she asked him, last night you just happened, and there he remembered again. And there back to again, the same. Dhone se na dhona achata. Dhone se, he says, we are back there, plus 1,000 rupees debt. Now what's going to happen? So she went mad. Poochne se na poochna achata. Why did I go and ask him? If I shouldn't have asked him, I should be, we all should be still okay. I went and asked, and I caused the problem. I caused it. So they were there. Now one dhone se na dhona achata. One poochne se na poochna achata. The doctor came to collect his money. First 100 rupees installment. He saw two mad people here. What am I going to get? He went mad. Hazar se saw hi achche se. Hazar se saw, instead of 1,000, I should just have settled on 100. That's why I should at least get my 100. Now I'm not going to get one pie also. So this is this dunya. So, Khuda ki sarkashi se, khudkashi hai, maal aur daulat mein. Kabhi Allah walo se nahi aise suna jata. From Allah wala, you don't hear things like that. So Allah Ta'ala give us that. So from Allah wala, zikrullah, tilawat, namazas, nisbat ma'allah, ta'allukas, any problem, ask Allah Ta'ala. How to live your life? The most mubarak, the most perfect way, sunnah. Which today, big atheists and non-Muslims, priests, when they come to know of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the perfect it is, couldn't be a better way of life. They accepting Islam. And we today, we following the way of the West. Most of us, all our things. Today if we see that we who are sitting here, how many of us when we eat at home, how many of us sit on the floor and eat? And how many of us sit at the table? Toilet today, our little children are trained on the high pan. And that is not our sunnah tariqa. And our children, one American student came to the madrasa many years ago, and when he saw the flat pan, he couldn't understand what is this. He couldn't understand there is that this is a toilet. That is how their lives were like that. We might say, well, he's from America. But today, how many of us are like that? And that we, if you've got a problem, knee problem, back problem, and you need to sit on a high toilet, but that's just all the time. And how many of us in our toilets will make the extra expense of putting both toilets? Somebody needs a high one, then we got that also, but normally. But then we start using only the high one. And we don't use the flat one. So how many other things also in our lives that we have gone drifted from the sunnah almost completely. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Sukoon dil utarta hai falak se ahle taqwa par. And this comfort of the heart, peace of mind, comes from the heavens. Falak se ahle taqwa par, those who become obedient to Allah Ta'ala. Time is going so fast, just make tarjuma now. Badu hukme khuda, science walo par kaise, science na, phir kaise paasa. Without the will of Allah, where will science people or the people of dunya find this peace of mind? It's from Allah Ta'ala. They only know ya'lamuna zahira min al-hayati dunya. They don't know about the akhirat. And in the ayat where Allah Ta'ala says that Allah created you from semen, from blood, from a piece of meat, and all that. Then at the end of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, you don't come to an end when you pass away. Summa innakum mayyitun. Then after all this whole procedure, you become an insan from the small baby that was born from a drop of semen. How he was in his mother's stomach, how he was a small baby, came in this dunya, a small little baby was born, grew up, etc., became big, then after that, more comes. And that's not the end of the story. ثم انكم يوم القيامه تبعثون. Qiyamah day, you are going to be resurrected again. That is the thing. That what will be, what will happen there. So science people, their eyes are dunya's people, and unfortunately many of us as Muslims, our eyes are also just still the dunya, the limits of this dunya. What is beyond that, that is where all of us are. And Muslims were supposed to tell the non-Muslims that where are you wasting your time in dunya? لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْآمِلُونَ. All the ni'mas of akhirah. That is what we must. Not for this dunya temporary. And dunya, no matter how much we make of it, when we die, we leave it all behind. Not one cent, not one pair of socks, not one sock also. Nothing will come. No ring on the finger will come with. No false teeth will come with. Nothing comes with. And what you have sent for akhirah, and that is also very important. We mustn't just become just illusioned about akhirah. Allah Ta'ala has kept everything in ghaib. So many of us feel, if I knew that I'm on the right path, if I knew this, then it is shahada. And iman is required on ghaib, not on shahada. That we believe in the ghaib. And all what we do, our namazes, Allah Ta'ala didn't make the system, our Shaykh explained, Rahmatullah Ali, that when namaz is finished, and when we're going out, there's somebody standing, a farishta, giving everyone 2,000 rand, you came to make namaz. No, that your namaz reward, you're going to get akhirah. Not now. And though it seems a long time, 60, 70 years, but actually it is a very short time. And then you'll get all, whatever else you did. You had a little fight at home, you made sabr, you didn't talk back. And then your problem will also be sought out, and that reward of that you're going to get in the akhirat. It's not that time you made sabr and you swallowed the bitter pearl of overlooking and forgiving, and that's the end of it. No, you're going to get the reward, but all that is in the akhirat. So all that is in the ghaib. It's not your shahada. And when the thing comes in shahada, then it's no more in ghaib. Then it hasn't got that value. Things have got value when it is in the ghaib. Agar petrol ke maanid hota ye sukoon-e dil, if the peace of mind was like petrol, you the boy in the ground, and you take out the oil from the ground, you make petrol. Zameen mein karke boring, usko har kafir bhi pa jata. Then everyone should have got it. But it's not in the ground. It's not, it doesn't come from the bottom of the ground. It comes from Allah Ta'ala. And it comes in the heart of the Allah Wala. And on deen, of how much deen a person has got in his life. Buto ki iste dunya mein har aashik hua pagal. Because of the love of this dunya, every lover became mad. This one, minister of health, he went to the med hospital to check how things are. When he went, the security wasn't there, went toilet, whatever, so he walked in. First to a ward, he saw somebody is mad there, and he's all the time, like under the bed, like fixing up a car, like a mechanic and all that. And so what's wrong with this person? This person, he wanted to marry a girl by the name of Shabnam. And but he couldn't marry her for whatever reason. So he went mad. And this is now his condition all the time. Next word, another person shouting, loudly shouting. What's this person? He's the one who married Shabnam. So the one who didn't marry her also went mad. And the one who married her also went mad. So this is this dunya. And then when he wanted to go back out now, the guard was on duty, so the guard told him inside. And so he told him, I'm minister of health. He said, everyone here says he's the minister of health. Everyone says, I'm prime minister, yeah. You just go in. It was great difficulty, he managed that somehow to come out. So this is this dunya in short. That we, and we, unfortunately, we also in this dunya. Allah protect me, all of us, from today's environment is such that we are caught up in this dunya. And where we, what should be, is we should be taking there from Allah Ta'ala. And the means Allah Ta'ala made the genuine Allah wala in from their hearts. Buto ki ishq hai duniya mein har aashiq hua pagal. Khunao se sukoon paasa to kyu pagal kaha jaasa. If khunao se sukoon, if by making guna you should get peace, which the people want. Drugs, I'll get peace. Womanizing, I'll get peace. Money, I'll get peace. Holidays, I'll get peace. Beautiful house, I'll get peace. Smart motor car, I'll get peace. If that was the case, so kyu pagal kaha jata? Then why these people become so mad? Bacho gande amal se, amrado se dur ho jao. Stay away from all types of sodomy, lawasas, from all gunas, which is common with many people. Pious people don't go to other women, but they get involved with young boys. So all types of guna, whatever type of guna, our sheikh was so particular, young boys, he shouldn't even look at them. He knew they feel offended, but he shouldn't worry. He says that what's called, it's not permissible to look. Like it's not permissible to look at a strange woman, like that young amrad. The hukam in Shariat is the same for amrad also. Agar ye fail achcha tha, to khuda phir pachhar na barsa tha. If there was goodness in this action, then Allah shouldn't have sent rain of stone on the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. Nahi mumkin tha unke raah mein mera kadam rakhna. It wasn't possible. Where me, where you, where are we? That this great noble path of Allah Ta'ala, that we be connected with it. We are beyond it. We know we're there near. Agar jazbe karam ke dil nahi koi sada paasa. And it was only the karam of Allah. And Allah puts it in the heart, let's go to majlis, go make namaz, go to masjid, keep rozas, make tilawat, whatever. It's only Allah puts it in the heart. So be thankful to Allah. Whoever gets it in his heart that I must turn to Allah, I must beg of Allah, he must make lots of shukr. میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنے داستان درد سے اکثر. حضرت says, I get tired of telling my story. And this was really who was Hazrat. Hazrat was a baker, embodiment of this concern and fikr. And not for himself also, of course, but for other people. Over and over he would explain. And he would try his best. This one must get hidayat. That one must get hidayat. How can the doors of hidayat open? His worry was day and night just that. That how can people get hidayat? Magar main kya karu? Chup bhi nahi mujhse raha jaza. But what must I do? I can't keep quiet also. I don't want to talk, but I can't help it when I see the condition. Zubair was asking me before namaz, they say, people, we know the condition, what must we do? Keep on telling them, worry about them, or let's just leave them. We can't keep quiet also. And we want to tell them, they don't want to listen also. This famous incident of Bahlul, Majlub, he was in city center, and there he was moaning and groaning. So somebody asked him, what's wrong, Bahlul? Who's troubling you? What's happening? He said, I'm trying to broker a deal, ceasefire, peace treaty between Allah and his creation. And Allah is prepared. Allah said, just tell them to make tawbah, and immediately. And no matter where a person reaches, which level, but he just makes tawbah, Allah Ta'ala forgives. But the people don't want to. And tawbah, as I explained, that istighfar is asking forgiveness. Tawbah, it got left out there. Tawbah is, I'll share say, that at the time you make tawbah, have this firm thing in your mind, I'm not going to commit that guna. Even though perhaps somewhere in your mind, at the back, you know I'm such, I will commit it again. But at that time you determined I'm not going to, your tawbah is perfect. Your tawbah is accepted by Allah. Your gunas are forgiven. So just at that time you determined, I'm no more going to commit this guna. I'm never going to go near this guna. when your tawbah is complete and it is accepted by Allah, sir. So the people don't want to change their lives. The next day he found Bahlul in the Qabristan, again mourning, and what's wrong today, Bahlul? He says that I'm trying to broker that priest deal. The people are now all prepared, the Qabristan people, they are prepared to change their lives. And they say that Rabbana absarna wa sami'na farji'na na'mal salihan. Oh Allah, we have seen now, we hear now, and we are prepared to change. Just return us, and we're going to live a pious, righteous life now. But now, Allah says, once Maud comes, doors of Tawbah are closed now. Now no more Tawbah. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.